Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3, as I mentioned earlier. Hannah is here from the Greenfield Business Association. Hey, Hannah, what's up?
Oh, you know, not much, hanging out.
I get it. We have our Find It in Greenfield segment this morning, and we get to talk to someone new every Tuesday morning. Who do we get to talk to today?
Oh, we get to talk to Kirsten Levitt from Stone Soup Cafe and Culinary Institute.
Ah, Kirsten, good to see you.
Good to see you, Kevin.
Thanks so much. Yeah, let's learn a little bit more about the Stone Soup Cafe here in Greenfield. Someone walks up to you and says, tell me all about the Stone Soup Cafe. What's your response?
Stone Soup Cafe is a community cafe that pops up every single Saturday in the basement of All Souls Church just off of Main Street on Hope Street. We serve a nutritious, delicious, incredible edible meal every single Saturday from noon until 1:30.
All right.
It's curbside pickup or delivery. We deliver to Greenfield and 20 surrounding towns. Delivery is done by an RSVP system that is easily found on our website. We also operate our community free store. It is an emergency food pantry that also includes personal care items, fresh produce, frozen proteins, dairy, anything and everything you can really think of, including shelf stables, staples, and some extra goodies that we usually try to buy in. And Stone Soup Cafe also operates its Culinary Institute. And right now we have a cohort of students that are going to graduate in June. We've been operating one 12-week cohort a year, and this is our third one.
Oh, very good.
That's so cool. And I will just say, I mean, you used the word edible. Edible is putting it so lightly. I mean, the food is amazing. The menu changes every week, pulls on food genres from all over the world. It's so delicious. It's like going to a restaurant. It's great.
How did Stone Soup Cafe start?
Stone Soup Cafe started with an idea that Jeff Bridges, yes, that guy, Jeff Bridges, the dude.
The actor.
Who was a student of Bernie Glassman of Zen Peacemaker fame. Bernie, now deceased, but American Zen master par excellence, who started something called socially engaged Buddhism. And so Jeff studied with Bernie, and Jeff is very interested in eradicating hunger, not just in America, but across the world. Uh-huh. And they had long conversations about the ways in which soup kitchens gave lots of love, but very little dignity. There was no choice.
Yep.
There was not a positive interaction. Mm-hmm. Nutrition wasn't necessarily at the top of the priorities. Making sure somebody had calories so they stayed alive was. And so there were lots of long discussions. And Jeff said, hey, let's start the kind of meal that you envision, Bernie. And it started in Montague. It started 14 and a half years ago, and it moved to Greenfield 13 years ago.
Okay.
And I worked with Bernie, and I have met Jeff and had nice conversations with him as well. But Bernie had an assistant named Ariel Pliskin, who I worked with. And so Ariel and I founded the board. We were fiscally sponsored. Now we're a 501c3. And it was started on Saturdays in Greenfield simply because there was no emergency food available for people who were looking for food, who are hungry. And then we created a social entrepreneurial model where we are inviting all people from the community because we are one community. There's no us in them. There's only us.
Of course.
And so we invited everybody to the table and invite people to pay what they choose and be able to support the mission and the expenses that go along with the meal. COVID closed our dining room and...
That was fun, huh?
Yeah, exploded our numbers. You know, we started very humble beginnings in 2011, we had 25 people coming in and dining with us.
Uh-huh.
By the time the pandemic hit, we had about 100 people or 125 people coming through our dining room in...
This is on Saturdays.
On Saturdays during our dining window. Now we make 600 meals a week every Saturday and they go out...
600?
600.
Wow.
600 out of a very modest church kitchen basement. Lots of equipment have taken up our dining room. So even though COVID has been downgraded to endemic. There's no room at the inn for anybody to sit and eat with us. There are plenty of slots for people to come and volunteer because it takes a lot to make the kind of food we make. And we love having volunteers. So,
well, that's a good message to get out there. If someone were able to volunteer on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Or Friday, too.
Or on a Friday. What should they do, Kirsten?
They go right to our website, which is www.thestonesoupcafe.org. And under the volunteer tab, they can choose what shifts they want to sign up for.
Okay.
On what days. We start on Fridays at 2:30 in the afternoon and go until 8:30 at night. And Saturdays, we start at 6:30 in the morning and go until about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. What do you think, Hannah?
Oh, I mean, I think it's amazing. And I will just say, because I'm someone who, you know, the first time you go and volunteer somewhere can be a little nerve wracking. And I'll just say it's incredibly easy to sign up on the website. You can sign up for the job that you want. And then when you get there, everybody's so welcoming. They show you around. And there are a ton of volunteers there who have been there for years and years. They know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I never once do I feel like an outsider when I'm there, which is so nice. And it's really, you know, you see people from all over the community. I see people from all over the business community when I go there. And it's just a really enjoyable experience, volunteering, eating, whatever.
Well, what did you do when you volunteered?
Oh, my gosh. I helped stock the free store. So there's a free store outside that Kirsten was talking about. And so I helped move all the stuff from storage out onto the street, which was fun. People are driving by and waving. And
so you were hauling.
Set it up.
Yeah.
We were hauling. It was very exciting.
All right. One place to go to for volunteering, learning more, maybe finding out about catering, too. Are you suggesting the website?
The website, absolutely. www.thestonesoupcafe.org.
And I will put in a little plug for your social media, too, especially if you're thinking about catering and you want to see some examples of past menus. Stone Soup does a great job of posting those menus on social media, so you can go check out on their Instagram and Facebook all the menus that have been in the past few weeks.
Tuesday mornings here at Bear Country 95.3 with Hannah from the Greenfield Business Association. Hannah, if people want more information about the GBA, what are they doing?
Greenfieldbusiness.org. Greenfieldbusiness.org. You can see all of our members on there. You can see a bit about the community, what's going on. And once you're on our website, it links out to all of our members as well. So you can go on there, go right over to Stone Soup's website and Instagram from there and get all the info.
Very good. I'm so glad you stopped by today, Kirsten.
I'm so happy you had me here.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Really appreciate it.
And I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds great.
All right. It's Bear in the Morning. Bear Country 95.3.